Would you say that the attitude toward the Chinese improved during World War II, after World War II?
During the war, the Chinese were looked upon as an equal thing, as an equal people at the time.
Was that because China was America's ally?
Because they were allies at the time. And that's been the change. Of course, in L.A., in a big city like L.A., the attitude is almost, it's almost better than the small town.
I see. In terms of jobs, what kind of, besides you said laundry and restaurant, housework, farmer, was that really it? You can't think of any other, and banks, you say you have some banks.
No, those four were just the mainstream of the occupation before the Second War. Of course, there are few cases, there are obviously some smart men get into doing the bigger things. I'm just talking about average workers at those, limited to those four things at the time.
Were those professions considered lower class?
It's just more manual labor. Not lower class. A lot of people make a lot of money in the restaurant business. It's not a lower class, it's just more manuals on it.
But for instance, housework and...
Of course, housework was the back in the old, was in the older days,
Back in the old days, did you use Chinese medicine when you became sick?
So...
Before World War II.
Oh, that was back in China.
No, not back in China, when you were running your laundry business and your grocery store. Between 38 and 45.
Between 48 and 30, what was I doing?
No, did you use Chinese medicine at that time when you were sick?
Good thing I didn't have much chance to find out.
You were never sick?
I wouldn't say that. I couldn't afford to be sick at the time.
I see.
And if I do, I generally go for the Chinese herbs.
Herbs, huh?
Which is good, yeah.
You buy them from Chinese herb stores?
They have the herb, they have the shop here.
Was that popular among Chinese only or Chinese and Americans?
Yes, I suppose so. Because even a small Chinese community at that time, there were three herb stores in Chinatown. There were three or four herb stores in Chinatown at that time.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it must be popular.
Did Americans use herbs too?
Oh yeah, there's some American going to the herbist, darling.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't too popular. I mean, it was not something that a lot of Americans did.
Oh, there were quite a few herbists doing business in the city. Of course, if you're talking about the numbers, it is small, yes. But among the Chinese community on it, I think the older generations still go to the Chinese herb, even nowadays.
Oh, I see. And when you became sick, did you ever become sick?
I never did have a chance to.
No, so you never went to a doctor?
No, I never went to a doctor. Not the MD doctor, no.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And good thing I didn't have much use for them at the time.
How about in the terms of recreation? What kind of recreations did you, recreational activities?
Oh. If you had work about 70 hours a week, then would you still have much energy to go out to play ball?
How about after you acquired the grocery store?
I was just as busy.
I see. So there was no recreation.
No. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe movie once a week or 2 weeks.
Did you or any others that you knew join any associations in Chinatown? Family associations or other kinds of associations?
I was never too close to that. I belong to the family association, yes. I pay my dues there, but I do not take part in any kind of activities.
Oh, I see. And you don't take part in any kind of activities in Chinatown?
Hardly.
I see. Were there any famous Chinese at that time? Chinese individuals among the Chinese community?
No, not too many.
Who? Could you think of anyone?
No, I can't.
What was an average income at that time?
Oh, I can't answer that because I don't know enough about it.
You don't know how much like your friends made and so on and so forth?
Well, you're talking about big spend times on it. I was not
no
money.
Between 38 and 45.
38? No. You mean right before the war. Start of the Second War?
Yeah, well, 45 had...
No, 45 is different.
Yeah.
Before, from 38 and 39 and 40, 42 and 43 is not a difference.
Right. Okay, each period.
39 on it. I don't know. 39 was in the laundry business on it. I think at that time on it, about an $80 with... $70 or $80 wheat weight is considered to be good weight for the for laundry worker.
Uh-huh.
But after 42, then they go out of the then the jobs more open.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the work for their Caucasian factories, the shipyards, and then they get above $100, $200 a week on it, and think nothing of it. Then, there was a big change.
I see. How much did it cost to rent for housing? To rent an apartment, say at that time, around 38 and 39.
I never had a personal experience in that.
Did you ever rent a house?
It just so happened that we have little house back in back of the store. So we had to, you know, we rented
you
together, we just live in the back house, separate houses in the back store.
You own the, which store are you talking about, the laundry?
The grocery stores, you're talking about the
when
grocery
store. When you were
store.
Running your laundry business, where did you?
When I was running laundry, we just sleep right in the shop.
Oh my.
Mm.
Did you have a kitchen and the bathroom?
Yeah, I have a little kitchen, no bath. You just have to do whatever, just a little store with the toilets and some gas heaters and the gas fires, then you might do whatever you can.
I see. And then when you purchased the grocery store, you lived in the back?
Yes,
how
that's
about your
the house in the back.
You and your partner lived in the back? You and your partner?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, we live in there.
I see. How about when your wife came?
Well, then we bought our house.
Oh.
Then we start buying our house.
Where did you buy your first house?
Right close by the store then.
Oh, I see.
At that time, the houses were selling about 8,000.
Oh.
With 10% down.
Uh-huh. Was the 8,000. What was the average income at that time? About 400 a month or something?
Yeah, I don't know what the average income is or something.
Okay.
You're talking about my income or the average income? I can't tell. Sir.
The average income.
I don't know.
I see. But that was not considered expensive.
If you're talking about Average income, I don't know what you're talking about, the workers' incomes or what. Like
yeah,
in that time, at that time, I could hire a clerk. I could hire a clerk for what? For about $300, $350 a month.
I see. That was around 49, right?
Yeah. About no, not 49. Not 49. 49 I had to. Was it 49? Was it 49? No, I mean 40, 45, 46.
Uh-huh, I see.
45, 46 at that time.
Maybe
49. 49 might be just around there too.
So that house was not considered expensive?
Huh?
The house was not considered expensive.
The house holds?
The house that you bought. Was not.
Like I said, it's about average times about 8,000.
That was the average price.
Yeah, that's about.
I see.
That's the medium price house, you know.
Did you have trouble buying the house because you were Chinese?
Yes. Depends on what section.
Okay.
Like I was trying to buy a house, a few blocks at the west side, and they said no Chinese. And then on the other section, no problem.
So it depends.
But
on
there was still a lot of places, you know, was what they call the limited.
Some sections were all white, and they didn't want anybody else in.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. And several blocks to the west of your grocery store was an.
Closer to Tollins, you know, closer to that, and even.
So you had to go and look in a mixed neighborhood.
Yeah, because the neighborhood. You know,
oh, I see. Did most Chinese live near other Chinese?
Huh?
Did most Chinese live close to?
No, downtown, close to Chinatown might be. But when we spread out this way, then we just don't have so many people, you know, Chinese close together.
Oh.
We just had to mix up with the other people.
Were there many people like you who lived in all other
yes.
parts of Los Angeles?
Yes, LA, they all spread it out.
Even back then, long time ago?
Yeah, even a long time ago.
Oh. But most of the Chinese lived in Chinatown, right?
No. No, Chinatown had no good, no industrial business to support or that to keep that many people in there.
Oh, I see. Interesting. What did people do with the money they saved? Did they, put it in a bank, or did they send it home, or did they
do whatever they
buy?
Do,
you don't know what they
there's
do.
No.
Did people gamble a lot in those days?
Before we get our family alive, mm-hmm. gambling was a little more popular.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only recreation, you might say. But I understand that when the family came over, the life became a little more normal, and the gambling habit drops.
I see. Your laundry store, was it ever affected by the tail end of the Depression? Or did you ever, you did effect from the Depression?
The laundry business was a good, gradually it died out because the people don't want to go into it.
Uh-huh.
Because once they get a chance to go outside,
uh-huh.
you know, they quit, they drop the laundry. Nobody likes the laundry that much to stay in it.
Well, no, I meant, was the Depression?
During the Depression?
When you started your business, did they?
Yeah, it was a hard time then.
Was a hard time then?
Mm-hmm. It was not a hard time. It was at the end of the Depression time, it was still a hard time, yes. That's why you do the laundry business for, that's why you do a shit for about that dying, you know.
Oh, I see.
It was still a hard time, man. The money didn't flow till after the war was full blown.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you think that the Chinese did better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
Nowadays? Or then?
Yeah, so far up to now.
You mean now?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mean better than the average, than the American average?
Mm-hmm. Or worse than
American. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, Los Angeles. in Los Angeles.
Why ask me about that? I'm not any. You know that as well. No, I have no authority in that part of it.
No, just your opinion. Some people think that the Chinese did better than the Americans in Los Angeles.
I think they're a little more conservative. I think the Chinese are a little more sensible. They're trying to live within their means on the average.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't enjoy the luxury as much. They don't have as much fun as the artists. But they're a little more conservative, a little more steady. That's what I think, son.
Have you ever heard anyone compare Chinese to the Jews?
Oh yes, you heard about that.
What do they say?
In fact, even at the time, they even get the rich Chinese is always considered Chinese Jew.
Because they are.
Because they're smart, son. That's all. You know. That is not them. Well, really, that's a compliment when they say you're Chinese Jew.
Really? Oh, it's not a sarcastic remark?
Slightly sarcastic, but you know, with a little touch of the admiration, you might say.
I see. Did you know of any politicians, Chinese politicians, back in those days?
No, not back in those old days. No, it was just recently that they have the Chinese politician.
What about Chinese who were involved with politics back in China, but that were staying over here or had worked?
The Chinese politician. But when they come over here, they just limit themselves to the Chinese community. They have no power.
What kind of politics were they involved in?
At that time, mostly they just came in to raise the funds. Just trying to skin the lamb.
Raise the funds for what?
For whatever they think is good for the country. Might be like buying airplane, opening school, building roads.
Did you donate any money to those people?
You know, the Chinese might be very stingy with themselves. But in the old days, when they say there was something for the good of the country, they're generous.
Mm-hmm.
They deny themselves, but they want their country and that the younger generation to be better off than they are. And when there's a fundraising, the Chinese contribute quite willingly till they find out that all those was a lot of those contributions were just a phony on it. Then they begin to feel bad about it.
I see. Were there many cases of phony?
Oh yes, you can find out about that.
Charities?
Of course, I have none. You know, this is just about talk. You know, nobody really ever do the investigation to that, so you know, you can say about it. But the general feeling is that there are a lot of those money going to some rich man's pocket.
I see.
Because nobody ever tried to prove it though.
Which organization in Chinatown were the most politically active?
The organization in Chinatown generally have got the Six Company. In San Francisco, they call the Six Company, the Chinese Benevolent Association.
A Benevolent Association is
yeah.
Here, but the Six Company did not. Did they have anything to do?
That's what they used to be called San Francisco. They called the Six Company.
Besides the Benevolent Associations,
huh?
besides the benevolent association, were there?
So it isn't really the.
What about like the Chinese American Citizens League? I think it was called. Did you belong to anything like that? Any kind of social?
No, I don't.
You don't belong to any social organizations?
No, I just belong to that family association.
What do you think was the American-born Chinese attitude toward having children among your friends, you know, your Chinese-American friends? Did they tell you, ever say whether they wanted to have sons or whether they wanted to have daughters, or did they ever indicate to you what they wanted, what kind of children they wanted?
What kind of children they want?
Yeah, boys or girls.
I think in here they have no choice. I don't think they care that much for it.
I see.
Whatever, the general attitude is not like the old country. In old country they prefer the boys. But here I don't think they have you have that feeling at all.
Did you prefer to have boys?
No, I don't.
You didn't?
Whatever it is, I have no feel, no, I don't have any preference.
Did many parents feel it was important for their children to go to Chinese schools, meaning on top of the American schools that you send your children to go to the Chinese school in Los Angeles?
To Chinese dialect? To Chinese
to,
school?
To Chinese schools.
To Chinese school?
In, for instance, the Methodist Church and the the Benevolent Association sponsored schools. In addition to,
I don't know about the others. For me, and it, I would like to send my children to, but I never did have a chance. And I feel, and frankly, I feel regret about that.
You never did send your children?
No, I never did send my children to, because I live too far away from Chinatown.
But you wanted to.
Yes. I would have wondered.
So, your children do not speak Chinese?
My children speak Chinese.
From, they learn
all
from
of
you.
Them, my children speak Chinese. Uh-huh. Some learn more fluent than the others. The younger ones don't speak as fluently.
I see. Did your children think about going back to China at all? Did they ever say that?
No, I never talked to them about that. So I can't answer that. I never talked to them to find out.
Did you ever think of going back to China to live?
Do I think about?
Yeah, do you think about going back to China to live?
I just visited them last year.
Ah.
I just went for a visit last year. So. You mean if I want to think to go back there to live?
Did you, no, in the past, back in the old days, did you ever think about going back to China to live?
In the past, no, I didn't. No, I didn't, because, it was the war time and all that.
Did you hear people talk about going back to China?
Back in the good older days, you hear this old man talk about that, dreaming about that. But after that, I didn't know.
You didn't actually see anyone go back?
Oh, yes, I see people go back, yes. Some old men go back.
How many people would you say have gone back that you know of, actually went back there to retire or to live?
Well, not go but back to retire. So that's as far as I know. Those older men, they finally go back there to wait for the days.
To wait to die.
They just want to be buried in the family ground, I guess.
And they, but how many people actually did that? How many
Went back? In older days, they all wanted to do that.
Yeah, but.
Because, by that time, but after that, I don't think right now they do.
No.
I think they changed that. That's entirely changed now.
When you say the old days, you mean the
In the old days, that's before Kun, you know.
Before 49?
Be way before 49. Oh. I mean, you're talking about the good. You're about talking the older generations.
Like in the 20s or the 30s?
In the 20s, yes. In the 20s, the people would think of going back to China as the final act.
Your father, did he ever talk about going back to China?
No, my father was too young to talk about
that.
Oh,
that's true. People usually think about going back when they retire,
yeah,
right?
When they, yes.
Oh, I see. And
because they think that's about the only time when they get a little leisure, get a little respect when they retire, you know. You know, in the older days, you were here alone, you know, bachelor, you know, working all your life, and nobody to even talk to when you retire. Mm-hmm. And when they go back home, they have the family there. So naturally, they want to go back to the family. You can't blame them. But now that the family is here, that's the, you know, the changes, the thinkings are all different, entirely different now.
You think of this as your home, right?
Yes.
Los Angeles as your
home. The family life determines a lot of that.
What kind of jobs do you think would be the most ideal for yourself? For if you had to go back and relive your life, what kind of job would you have chosen for yourself?
When I was a young kid, I had my dreams. Right now, when as an older man, on it, I don't believe in those dreams anymore.
What kind of dreams?
So I don't. If I had to go back on it, I wouldn't. I would still take whatever it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the circumstance determine things more than what you wish to do, unless you have such a strong will, power, man.
I see. Did you have any preference for your children, what kind of jobs you want them to have?
No. They can. I always believe whatever is legal, whatever they do within the law, within the law, boundary of the law, they are free to do whatever they want.
You mean you don't have to?
I don't try to tell them what to do, and I don't try to encourage them what to. They can do whatever they want as long as it's within the law. So.
What did you or others think of the way that Chinese were portrayed in movies back in the old days?
What do you mean the Chinese treated in the movies?
The way that the Americans showed Chinese in movies, like the Charlie Chan movies and Fu Manchu.
You mean the American movie containing to the Chinese
right.
Plot?
Containing Chinese characters.
Lousy.
What? How? In what way?
Well, in that time, the only good thing about the Chinese man was the James Wong House cat role as a cameraman. It was, you know,
was behind the scenes, though.
That's behind the scenes.
On the screen.
Like the Man Jiu Fu, Charlie Chan, I didn't think much of it.
Why?
And like Anime Wong, mm-hmm. No, those are good. They were all put in such strange position on it. That is doesn't like a Chinese at all. You know, the character was don't fit the Chinese at all.
What were they like?
Charlie Chan was kind of he's an oddball. They think he's a smart, but the way he acts,
it's really strange.
You know, the way he acts is not the Chinese acting.
Mm-hmm.
And Anime Wong is just playing the second and the supporting characters. Might be a good servant.
Mm-hmm.
She was never given the character.
Uh-huh.
She did never did. In fact, I don't think she was too good a an actress myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
Outside of that, there's hardly any there. Key Lou?
Who's that?
you know, the Charlie Chen's number two son.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are not much of a character, son. I don't think it brought any kind of glory to the Chinese community.
Yes, no glory to them.
No.